Before our call to worship this morning, I want to read one of the passages that inspired Isaac Watts to write Joy to the World. Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. As we come to this Advent season, we celebrate how Christ's coming brings joy to the world. It's not merely the house of Israel, the people of God, that rejoice in Christ. As Christ reigns over the world in truth and grace, the seas roar, the rivers clap their hands, the hills are joyful because Christ rules in righteousness. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Christ into the world to live a sinless life, to die on our behalf, that he might save us from our sins. Thank you for the blessings that flow wherever Christ reigns. We pray that all the nations would see the glory of Christ, and that they might come to Zion to praise and honor him. In Jesus' name, amen. Come behold the wondrous mystery. Dawning of the King, he the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity.